We're doing a little fireside chat right now. Got him.
Fireside
chat. We're FDR.
Turn on your radio.
I called FDR the other day.
Rowdy Roosevelt and the boys.
There's the episode.
Are you the one on Sheridan?
You're listening to the Rowdy Rouse and the Boys podcast.
Sheridan. The fuck with your own of the one that's not close to the damn house!
Welcome to the Rowdy Rouse and the Boys podcast. Today is Thursday, December 30th. We are here.
Should we do like a year review?
Sheridan!
We got Will, as you may have guessed by the Sheridan. Who knows what intro I'll put on this time, you know?
Every time I listen...
Arbitrarily throw
that
on
Doom
there.
Soundtrack is the perfect intro.
I know.
But you gotta put the Sheridans in every time you play it, otherwise it just...
Well, I wanted to do the one with the eggs last time, you know?
Eggs, yeah.
Yeah. Eggs picking up these eggs. Yeah.
My favorite intro is still the Dragon Ball Z Draft episode. Because it's just that show
the whole song for like 5 minutes.
For someone who's just like, I'm going to check this out, and that's the first episode they hear both. They're like, what am I listening to?
There's been so many intros.
every good podcast needs a solid intro.
Yeah. I like to just mix it up and put on whatever the fuck. I've been doing like the funniest quote from the episode as like the opener, and then
that's
the intro,
good.
And then the podcast.
A little sneak peek?
Yeah, a little sneak peek, a little trailer.
Man, that's like almost professional.
I know. If only the audio quality and the rest of my production was
We'll get there.
Oh boy, we got a lot of topics today. Oh, you wrote down who has what? Your writing is bad though.
I thought it was your writing.
It's
written. Oh my god,
it's truly haunting.
My handwriting is the worst.
It's just like it looks like a ransom note, dude.
My hands don't work right. I have almost no feeling in the tips of my fingers.
You don't need
them. Like, that's
them
bad, dude. I can't. You're not even 30.
No, not like. It's just on the skin. It's like from being burned on my fingertips.
You should burn off your fingertips.
Like I
took
a steel rack out of a.
You're just grabbing hot things.
I took a steel rack out of a steam sterilizer just right after it came out. There's gloves over there. I'm like, nah, I can't really feel shit. And I just like grabbed it and just kind of pulled it.
What were you doing to get to this point? Is that just from working in a kitchen?
From a kitchen,
so much?
And I work with steam sterilizers.
Dude,
and
what's wild is they used to call me steam sterilizer back in high school.
Steam sterilizer.
Or Mickey steam sterilizer.
Yeah, it was pretty sweet. Anthony Pellini used to call me that.
Tony P. Good old Tony P.
Holy shit. Let's kick this off with some topics here. Let's go with one of Lon's. Structural chocolate.
Structural chocolate. So I've been like seeing this like internet trend of this one particular French dude, and he's got like a Netflix thing now where he makes like crazy sculptures out of chocolate. Like he was showing all these like different molding techniques where they take it and they pour it, and then they pour like a big rectangle, and then they'll take it and roll it around a log to make a tube, and they'll like build shit up around it, and the chocolate itself looked like clay. You know, it was like the consistency of clay, and they're just sitting there smooshing it on there like you would clay and sculpturing it out. And these guys were making like lifelike, realistic chocolate sculptures, and I'm like, that like looks fucking delicious.
Take,
so you gotta
like,
look it up.
A chainsaw to it and like start carving it.
No, but he was using like clay tools and shit on it.
Oh, so it's like on a rotating type of thing, and they're
no,
just
not
kinda...
like that. But like where as you would like sculpt a face out of clay. You know
okay.
what I mean?
Yeah,
like
I
that
see.
Kind of thing. Where you smooch it on there, and then you smear it in. You know, you score it and stick it in there. You know, it's like you ever did clay when you were in like.
I made a
clay shoe.
Yeah, a clay shoe. It didn't fit.
No, did you pour it? Was
I made some sort of clay Spider-Man thing.
I don't know. I did a lot of clay when I was
young.
Yeah,
I made like a mug.
Yep, I've got some clay bowls. But that seems sweet, and it's like I would love to do that just to make chocolate sculptures lifelike and then fucking eat them.
Like so that would like be a so lot satisfying. Of work to just watch to cake just boss. Eat it.
No, I'm not eating.
Here's your solution: grab a Hershey's and watch that video and eat that. You know, same. It's the same.
Not
thing.
The same.
It's the same thing.
Not the same.
It's like when I watch Hot Ones when I eat wings.
Yeah,
and it's like, dude,
Nick Rouse is there eating with Nicolas Paul Cage.
No, I don't know. I just think that's cool. If I could get into like an art medium, chocolate would be it.
Chocolate? What about like, I saw a video going around TikTok of like a guy making candy canes.
I want to make candy canes.
I mean, it's pretty bait, you know, obviously.
What are they
basic,
made of?
But, like,
I mean, obviously
they're made
peppermint
of hard sugar candy.
Yeah, it's just
yeah,
hard
just
sugar.
Like peppermint
but it's the way they like,
yeah,
you know, wind
you
it up.
Flavor it,
and
you heat it, you put in sugar and water, and you heat it to certain stages. And then
how do you get to be that shape? Is it just a mold, or do you like...
No,
they roll it out.
String.
They roll it out. You know, two different colors. Yeah. They get them together. They roll it out,
and
then they bend
curve it.
Gotcha. Yeah. That's cool.
They cut it up.
It's like making
to
glass.
Size.
So yeah. Really, they could make it in anything. They could make a giant dick out of it if they
should.
Wanted.
And they get them perfectly round because they do it on machines. Hmm. Now they're constantly rolling, and they roll. I saw how they made them on How It's Made.
Nice. You watched it.
I've watched all of How It's Made.
On candy canes?
I've watched every single episode of How It's Made. I mean, I've assumed they've made some new ones since I've watched
you
it.
You
ever watched
the
every
parody
single episode.
How It's Made?
How It's Really Made?
How It's Really Made?
That's fucking funny.
They're making a tuna sandwich
how
and a juice of mayonnaise.
A juice of mayonnaise.
Oh, man. Dude, we had to watch this. I remember when I worked at FedEx, we had to watch this video. It was about, like, you know, optimal, you know, workflow and stuff. Mm-hmm. And there's this whole thing. It's this mindset called Kaizen where you have to, like, have this, you know, like problem-solving method, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the whole thing was this dude, like, making toast. And, like, every error he made in making the toast was, like, you know, a common mistake, a common flaw in the Kaizen mindset. It was a cult, is what it felt like. But, like, dude, I watched a fucking, like, 90-minute video on these people just making toast and this man just making absolute batshit decisions.
I mean, toast is just bread that's been baked twice.
Yeah, that's... Whew.
Now was this also at the time where you like 2 a.m. where you watching like the Pizza Hut thing right?
No, we just watched this. We just watched that before you got here.
Yeah, we did watch the Pizza Hut.
The Decline of Pizza
Hut. We watched like three of them.
Yeah,
I watched Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, Decline of Chuck E. Cheese.
I saw there was one for Little Caesars. I'm gonna check that out.
I watched the Decline of Epic Mealtime last night.
The guy died, didn't he? He had like a fucking heart attack because all he was doing was eating a bunch of ridiculous shit. The guy died.
I guess I will get you.
Yeah.
Well, there's the synopsis of the whole fucking video. The guy died.
All right.
R.P.
So you said something about a French guy, and that made me think, and I didn't put that on the list. You see The Matrix yet?
No,
Matrix?
I saw that it's free on HBO, though.
I gotta
watch
it. Oh, it's free on HBO.
Yeah, free on a paid app, but yes.
Oh. Check it out. We'll talk about it. I watched the
Did
the
you
Resurrection.
Watch?
Yeah. It was better than I thought it would be.
I feel like I know a lot about what it's going to be already, but yeah, I'll check it out.
Yeah.
It's on my list. I got to finish The Witcher still. I've been fucking...
I've already finished The Witcher.
Was it great? The whole. I'm on like episode 4 or 5.
There's a fucking shit at the end, man. There's a thing. There's something.
Geralt Hanks Dong. Tell me it's Geralt Hanks
Dong. No. I mean, no.
It's a lot hanging dong.
No, there's something good at the end, though. You're like, two dongs!
You got a hanging dong story,
old
don't you?
Donger. I did. I saw a man hang dong in a 7-Eleven.
Yeah, you alluded to that earlier.
It's wild.
He was hanging dong.
Dude,
I was just drop trout.
I was on lunch.
You were whipping out to piss.
I was on lunch. Well, not on lunch. I just like stepped out of work for lunch for a little bit. Went to 7-Eleven to get an energy drink, you know, having a hard day.
Mm-hmm.
And I pop in there. I'll grab an energy drink. I walk up and there's a man facing the counter. And he's not standing like a regular dude. He's kind of slumpy, you know. And I'm like, this is kind of weird, you know. And he's like, hey, you guys got a bathroom? And the lady was like, no.
I already know where this is
fucking 7-Eleven. He pulls his dick out, like right there.
He's
right there.
Pissing?
He pulls his dick out, and then he walks, he turns, he about faces, like all, you know, all jerky-like. And then he just walks out the front door and pisses. Like right in front of the door, dude. And like the cashier is just standing there at all. Like,
at least he did it outside.
Like, I don't know if he was just like, you know, presenting because he was like hammered, or like maybe that's just the thing that he does. Like maybe he's just pulling his dick out all the time. Like I was genuinely curious.
I will say though,
I saw a man's dick
say, though,
in a fucking rest, like
in a
7-Eleven. To this man's credit, I guess to here just a little bit. sometimes when I really gotta go, you know, when you really gotta piss, you're like run into the bathroom, you're almost there, I start pulling it out early.
You just whip your dick
I
out?
I think that's what he was doing.
But not in like public. He was not clearly... Not in a public bathroom, you walk into the like, fucking men's room at the fucking Olive Garden.
Alexander's dick
your
is
dick's
out.
Already out before you go in the door. There's a man with his child there. Jesus. You're running, get out of the way!
This is coming whether you like it or not. Oh man. People are wild, dude. This guy was clearly like not like he was people beyond drunk. Like he was like on some pills
what
or
time
something.
Was it?
This is like 1 PM. This was the daytime.
That was around the time that I, you know, almost killed
what
that
day
man
of the
on
week
Elmo.
Was it?
What day is it? It was Tuesday.
Does it make it 2 days ago? What day of the week it is?
Yeah. Maybe if it was like 1 PM on a Sunday. I know you don't Tuesday. Work Sundays, but like that guy could have been trash getting ready to watch football. Tuesday, that's a little, you know.
You're that drunk?
Nah, dude.
Before
he,
a game?
He was pulling.
Oh, yeah.
He was
come on.
Have you not tailgated at the Bills?
Well, no, it's different. Tailgating where you're at a 7-Eleven, whipping your dick out.
That guy may have been just drinking before the game.
Right. At home, getting hammered.
Football's the excuse to drink on a Sunday early.
He definitely had the vibe of a Colt 45 guy, if you know what I'm talking about.
I got you.
One of those guys. You good?
I'm getting a beer.
This is why I missed the video cast. People gonna
see. We gotta bring that back. I literally have the technology to do it. I just have not
production value.
The best was when we had to put Lucas picture in picture because
he was too big. That was truly hilarious.
That's funny.
He was
too
funny though.
We wouldn't be able to fit him in the frame anyways.
It's only 1920 pixels wide.
I mean, he had the worst draft out of all of us. He deserved to be in his own
little
frame. He took
Booster Gold first, you know?
What an idiot.
What a clown.
Nobody knew who that was.
Oh, okay. Let's get a Mike topic in here. Mike's cousin's
all right,
boss.
Oh, I'll talk about... So, Christmas Eve.
Okay.
So, Christmas Eve, my parents have me over, of course. And my dad's sister and her daughter, so my cousin. And she decided to, like, pick up an extra shift doing a job that she doesn't even typically do. I don't really know what she does at her job, but, like, she was on call for this company. I'm not going to name the name, but they basically are in charge of making sure people that, like, are in assisted living have AIDS or whatever that come to your house or your location or whatever.
Yeah,
so she's covering shifts because, you know, she's making sure the schedule's all lined up. Somebody called in or never scheduled Christmas Eve from, like, 8 p.m. to 8 a.m. for this one client. So throughout dinner, she's panicking about it. She's got, like, a work laptop. Her work phone's blowing up. She's like, I just can't wait till it's fucking 9 o'clock when my boss comes and takes us. Well, he comes a little after 9, comes in. I figured she was just going to hand the phone off to him and that would be it. No, he comes in. They're talking about what happened during work. They sit down in the living room. And, like, 10,
at the party.
15 minutes go by and he's still there. He's now got his laptop on a chair working. And, like, I wanted him gone, so I had Anthony bring down the Switch. I'm like, let's play some video games, man. Let's get some Mario, Family Mario Kart going to try and get this guy out. He gets angry that we're trying to play video games in our house. He gets up and goes into my parents' bathroom and continues to work for another 10, 15 minutes.
What's this guy doing?
Bathroom?
Yeah.
Just go out and get back in your fucking car and do what you gotta do.
I got fed up and I said to my cousin, like, you need to say something to this guy or I'm going to. Because, like,
bathroom,
it's Christmas.
Dude. Right.
You're invading someone's house. Let's, you know, there's a pandemic too. Like, if my aunt gives me COVID, whatever. That's the risk I take for having a family Christmas.
Yeah.
Some random dude coming? What the fuck?
Whoa. So she just invited her boss,
and she told us he was just coming to pick up the stuff, the work stuff, the work laptop and the work phone. Well, he set up shop, and he was like two actions away from this being a scene in National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. All he needed to do was make himself a plate of food and yell at my mom for not having the right type of beer he likes.
Dude, it sounds
for
like
it being like a scene in a Chevy Chase movie. It was the most ridiculous
it
thing.
It sounds like
I've
an episode
ever
of Seinfeld.
Seen. Yes, exactly. Sounds like something George would freak out about, but, like, this is one of the times where George would be right to freak out.
Just started working.
Yeah.
Like, what a socially unaware person. Like, it's wild that there are those kind of people out there, you know, that just will not accept social cues.
Here's probably the best thing about this man. His name was Thang.
John. Thang? First name? Thang?
I don't know if it was a nickname, last name, first name. Thang.
His name
Thang.
Was
Thang. I'm like, what the fuck?
This is my boo, Thang.
I don't know. That's what she kept calling him all night. Thang's gonna come and pick up this phone.
If
I'm like,
boss named Thang.
I don't respect that person.
If I had a boss who invaded, you know, my my uncle and aunt's family Christmas, I don't think I would be like able to face my family again. What the fuck?
Yeah, that's fucking
the strangest thing ever. It was straight out of a sitcom or a movie.
Was this pre or post presents? Because this is Christmas Eve.
Well, I mean,
was there presents exchanged?
We were doing the White Elephant game. Okay, so this was before.
And does he try to participate?
No, I think he's unaware of it. But like, so seriously, all he needed to do was grab some food, some cookies, and be like, "What the fuck, Coors Light? You know I like Bud."
Which guest bedroom will I be staying?
So bizarre.
Your tree looks like shit.
That's truly ridiculous, dude.
That is hilarious. I can't even fucking process that.
I've had a couple of, like, you know, like, not cable guys, but, like, internet man, or, like, I've had a lot of, like work done on, like, this fireplace thing the last couple weeks, and, like, there's been various guys coming in and out, and, like, there was a one guy who, like, stayed here for, like, a very long time, and he brought his, like, young son with him, and he's not young, he's, like, 12, 13, you know, like, you know, whatever, like, grade school age. And I was working at the time, but, like, I really wanted to get this fixed because it was, like, 14 degrees outside. Right. And so, like, you know, I'm working, you know, trying to get this shit done, and the man's working on the fireplace, and the son's just kind of jacking ass in my house. And, like, I don't know why he was there, but, like, he walks into my office. He's like, "So, I was looking through your cupboards." He's like, "Oh, I noticed..."
Is his name Thang? Is that what the punchline is? This guy's name is Thang?
He's like, I noticed you have, like, you know, like, such X kind of sea salt. And I'm like, he's like, "That's what I cook with." I'm like, what's going on right now,
this
dude?
This is an onions experience again.
He's like, "Yeah, like, I'm, like, really into cooking and stuff." And it's like, "Oh," he's like, "it looks like you cook good things." I'm like, what the fuck, dude?
So not only is he in your house, but he just takes the liberty of going through your covers.
He's going through the covers. Yeah, I can't watch it because I'm, like, working, you know? Like, I'm actually working.
Oh,
now.
I noticed you take Prilosec. I got Harper Prilosec.
OTC, huh? Yeah, me too.
So the kid proceeds to strike up a conversation with me about food, and he's actually, to give him credit, he knows a shitload about food for, like, a 13-year-old kid, you know? Yeah. He's a bit of a cooking savant. Yeah, so I actually told him, I was like, "You're kind of a cooking savant." He's like, "I know a little bit about it." And then, like,
you know, that was the highlight of his month.
That kid leads a sad life.
We started, like, exchanging, like, tips and stuff. And he started shitting on me for how I made food. I'm like,
in your own home.
What are you doing in here, man?
This is also a
Why are you even here?
Moment.
I'm shivering. Yeah, my heat's broken. My privacy's been invaded.
What fucking
I'm working.
You guys have the wildest social experiences. I don't fucking deal with any of this stuff.
Before Christmas Eve, I've never dealt with anything like that before in real life.
I think you gotta see the humor in everyday situations.
Oh, I thought it was funny, but I also thought it was one of the rudest things ever. Yeah. I fully intend to take that experience and work it into the Chapins at some point.
Like, you gotta find the humor in your own life. Like, if you run into something and it's something like that happens, you're gonna just get pissed off by it and forget about it. Right. But if he's like, you step back and you're like,
"This is fucking wild. I'm gonna let this ride."
Let's see how this one plays out.
That's a couple of good stories we had left, but I gotta be honest with you. Lom, why don't you talk about vests, and I don't like where this is headed.
All right, fuck it. I want to talk about the duality of the vest.
Wow. Okay, please provide your thesis.
So, like, you've got a fucking vest. So my brother got me a vest for Christmas, right? I love it, honestly. It looks great. It's got fur on the inside. It's like a canvas Carhartt material on the outside. It looks like somebody who drives a Bronco would wear, so I'm going to wear it when I go to Gravelands and shit. But here's the problem I have with fucking vests.
You put on this
thing to warm you, but your arms are fucking cold. There's no way around it. You got to wear something warm under this vest.
You're wearing sleeves.
Right, but it's still fucking cold. I just don't get it. It's
I think a vest is more for fashion rather than...
disagree. A vest keeps in heat where you need the heat.
Well, right. You need your core fucking warm.
A vest, it's a casual winter item.
Yeah, it's you're not going to wear a vest if it's freezing out, but it's also not warm out. So
if it's a blizzard out, you're not going to wear a fucking vest.
It's like a secondary insulative layer, right? Yeah. So you've got something warm, like what I'm wearing now, like a fleece line.
Yeah, like
something.
A flannel, and then you throw a vest on. It's like low 40s.
It's a confusing piece of clothing.
I mean, you're not going to see me wearing a vest. I'm not a vest guy. You know?
I didn't think I was the best guy either, but like
you gotta try a vest. I didn't think I was the best guy until you try one out.
See, what you really need is a layer that would be all, you know, pretty much sufficient on its own, and then you add this vest on top of it to make it extra good.
I'll tell you, I bought a vest about 2 years ago, and I know exactly what I bought it for, but I can never wear it again outside of one day a year, because I bought it on October 30th for Halloween to dress up as Marty McFly.
I've seen it. It's red.
And it's a bright reddish-orange kind of vest, which looks great if you're dressing up as Marty McFly. The rest of the year, you're just a hunter. Yeah. Or you're a giant orange safety coat.
Yeah. It's not a casual color. It's not, you know, if you wear a black vest,
yeah, exactly.
You, like, you know,
black.
You could pepper
it
that.
It's okay,
in.
But I wasn't going to spend another $30 or how, I don't even know how much I spent. It wasn't that
Have you considered dyeing it?
I mean,
you have a functional vest. You know?
Get some motor oil.
With spray paint.
And
I just saw that episode of Sunny, dude. That was where he's dyeing the hair.
Oh, yeah.
Dude,
the motor oil. Chinese motor oil.
Oh, my God. Dyes Giuliani's. Oh, that was so good. Wild.
But vests are, I see where you're going with it.
I mean, I'd try a vest. I'm not opposed to a vest.
I wouldn't buy one of my own accord, but I was given one.
I don't feel like I'm the kind of guy that should be experimenting fashionably, you know? I need to cover up more. I don't need to be exposing more parts of my body.
What is it called? A burka?
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Burka me up.
See, the thing is, you know, I wear the same shit. Just I wear like a flannel.
We're almost there. We got masks. You might as well at this point.
Yeah.
Finish it off.
I'll just tie a scarf around my head and cut out little eye slits.
Like a Ninja Turtle.
Just like a Ninja Turtle. Oh, man. So we've concluded the vest talk.
I think we've concluded.
You have a closing statement on this?
I don't know.
I still understand the thesis. He likes them, but he doesn't.
The jury's not out on the vest.
I would like to provide the service of cutting your current shirt into a vest, and
you can't do that. I really
like
this shirt.
I would gladly keep this.
Well, you might like it more as a vest.
I'm weirdly attached to this shirt.
But you might like it more.
You considered that maybe it would be a great vest.
No, because part of what I like so much about it is the sleeves.
We'll get John Graff with a drill, and he'll just go to town.
When you've got one of these fleece-lined flannels like I'm wearing right now, you have to get... It's imperative that you get one with quilted sleeves.
I love...
Every outer piece of outerwear jacket needs quilted sleeves, because you can't have fleece-lined sleeves because it rolls up your fucking... If you got long sleeves on, it fucking pulls your sleeves up to your shits.
Yeah.
You have to have quilted sleeves.
Every year for the past probably 5 years, aside from this year, I've gotten flannels for Christmas. Huh. And I get like two or three of them.
Good gift?
It's like a, you know, Christmas present, whatever. And every year, after like 2 days of wearing it, the thing doesn't fucking fit me anymore.
Too
and
tight
I have this
the,
whole
like chest.
This chest and arms.
Like after a wash?
But, yeah, it's you wash it, but you I air dry it. Because if you put it in the dryer, it's going to shrink even more. But I'll air dry it, and then it's all fucking wrinkly. And even when I go to put it back on, it doesn't fit anymore. And that's my problem with flannels. Is
you
have
to
I
get
have
them
a whole
a little
closet
bit.
Of yeah. flannels. That I didn't buy myself. That all don't fit me.
Flannels, you buy a size up.
Yeah, you gotta go a little bigger. You gotta get a little looser on it because
They're supposed to fit loose.
They're supposed to they're supposed to have some gut room in them, and that's why I like them so much.
Like it's like if you buy a hoodie, you buy that your actual size because those are made to fit big, but flannels are not. So I was
that's
size.
Wrong.
Yeah. I see. I'm fat enough right now to where I've moved up to a tall. All tall, so it covers my gut.
Yeah, dude. 6XLT.
I'm not that big. I'm a large tall now. That's what I've been doing.
I think you just wanted more descriptive words. Large tall. Large tall,
no,
strong.
Because if there's...
I didn't realize they made shirts in that size.
Yeah, well, if you
lose their arms,
honestly, you get tall.
You made a
tall
store
shirts.
With that? You can market that.
Longer sleeves,
just
longer.
No, vague descriptive words.
I, just, I thought you don't get into like muscular, the big and tall burly. Section until you're at least 2X.
Some the good brands like the places that, like where I buy a lot of clothes from, you know, Duluth and shit like that. Good brands, they make short and tall. Like Carhartt makes short and tall.
What
for
does that mean? How is a shirt short and
it's
tall?
It's just like the
because
length
if,
of the
if,
shirt.
If, no, short or tall. Short, regular, tall. They have three lengths, and then you get your small, medium, large, or whatever. Which is that's ideal. You know, that's what you want.
Yeah. Dang. Little clothes side there.
Yep.
We'll pop into a wheel topic. I think we had it. Oh, maybe we don't.
Well, you had a topic. You put some
didn't
stuff
you thing?
Put down.
I don't know. Maybe
it's at the end.
Down.
It what? Yeah, it would have to be after.
Oh, Jeff Palmer tweet.
Oh, was it the Jeff Palmer tweet? Oh, yeah. It was
you
just
touch on a little Jeff Palmer action.
Yeah, I was just gonna shit on the fact that I made it to the finals in the league, and Jeff Palmer shared a tweet that I don't know what it was, but it was like described in three words why you're not in the finals of your fantasy league. And Jeff Palmer wrote, "Oh, it's because of CMC." Three words, CMC. Well, I have CMC on my fantasy league. And I made it to the finals. So
you also have
Palmer,
Josh Allen.
Well, yeah, Josh fuck Allen. Off. So you should have drafted Josh Allen then.
I tried, but you beat me to it.
Drafted Josh Allen.
He, and he did. He shitted on me then, yeah. So right back at you.
I'll take it. I'll accept it.
Also, Suave for ranking me as the worst team in the league preseason.
Suave's bad at fantasy. I'm going to come out and say it right now. Suave is bad at fantasy.
Calling to the podcast,
well,
Suave.
He's not even here to defend himself. So.
He's like, oh, I'm so good. Why are you drafting in the top two again this year then, Suave? Because of injuries? I had fucking Derrick Henry get injured, and somehow I got, you know, a game or two away from the playoff.
He's in the finals in the side league, though.
Versus Will.
Yeah. He knocked me out last
week. You know, I got to the semifinals in one of my leagues. You know, if you're playing enough leagues,
this
you get...
This is my
get,
year, get, and I don't know how this was
my
year.
What have you been doing, man?
Let's just put it this way.
I won the first ever
there you
time
go.
I did fantasy.
You know, every blind squirrel
fucking,
finds a nut.
You're just gambling.
I've not
you're gone
that. The year was 2014,
I'm pretty sure we've talked about that on here.
I don't
not?
Care. It still haunts me to
I
this day.
I love that. I love that. The one and only time I've played fantasy football,
do
I
you
won.
Still check the...
No one had three kickers on his bench.
No, not on my bench. They were. Well,
you had three kickers on your team. You had one starting.
Yeah, one starting.
I had. I started Rams defense, and they got -4. And then I had Eddie Lacy as my running back. And he got 99 yards. And if he were to get 100, I would have gotten like two
extra
points.
Point.
And that would have won it for me. Or I could have just not played a defense, not gotten negative points, and won. But instead, we tied, and I lost the tiebreaker.
All those kickers on the bench.
All the kickers, dude. They got a high floor.
My favorite thing
kickers
about
kickers are
the,
good, man.
This
the
haunts
one...
me to this day. I think about this once a week.
My favorite thing about Melonhead's year in the league with us
2014
when he forgot... to pick up a defense
because
his was
God.
On bye.
That was insane.
So it's Monday night. There's only like two possible I don't even know if the other defense was out there, but he picked up the only one he could play.
It was Vikings. It was Vikings.
And they go off and they get like two TDs.
Yeah.
30 points.
And you
so
beat
fucking
Jeff.
Pissed.
Like he was trying to come up with rules. He was like, you shouldn't be allowed to do that. It's like they didn't play. His team was on bye. While it is stupid, it paid off.
Yeah, that was my favorite part
oh
of your experience with us.
Damn. Yeah, and you were only in the league for 1 year. But when you won the league, because I was obviously very salty because you beat me in the playoffs. Championship, nonetheless.
That was the only year we did money, right?
Yeah, I gave him the cash back in pennies.
No, it was nickels.
It's nickels.
A shoebox full of fucking nickels.
It was so heavy.
Did you at least empty them out of the rolls?
No, I didn't. Oh, I left them in the
rolls.
They were at least rolled.
Who's, Okay, so we got the trophy as the Sriracha.
It's in my house,
right?
Yeah.
So it's going to a new person, either
you
me
or John.
Yeah. Honestly, to be truthful, I feel like I'm going to go 0-2 this weekend in both leagues.
That would
but
suck. That
it would me. It would suck.
Well,
but I don't know how
what
the fuck
day
I
you
won last week. I'm leaving Sunday.
Oh, they won't be done by then. So
yeah, I know.
If you win it, you'll have to come back up for it.
To ship it.
I'm not shipping it. I'll wait till you're in town again.
I lost the semis to both of the guys that you're playing in the championship.
Yeah.
Pour one out.
They're ripping.
I don't know. This is Donnie's rug. I paid $20 for it.
Well, now it's your rug. It's not his. You're not leasing it.
I mean, by that margin, this is my couch.
Yeah,
that's
shit.
I'd like this back. This is a nice couch. This is like a $2,000 couch.
It's a nice couch. It's a cozy couch, dude.
Man, it's a good couch.
I mean,
couch.
If you want
like
it back, I can find
couch.
Another
like,
couch.
Movie nights there would be awesome because it's clearly defined seats.
Sleeping on it is a revelation.
It is.
Because it's like kind of contoured to the curves of your body.
I never thought about it.
Oh,
I got this
God.
Couch for like $150 from a place that was going out of business, and it was... Great.
I also got this couch.
Is this
for
the same
bucks.
As that couch?
No, this used
no.
to be a longer couch.
Totally unrelated couch. This was a
they like match.
I know. This was a full length couch, and I took
I
out the middle
that,
seat.
I recall
ingenuity at its finest. Mm. All right, let's get into some topics here. All right, we're back on a lot. Blue raspberries.
Okay,
raspberries.
So I recently learned that the blue raspberry flavor of lore, you know, of artificial drinks. Blue raspberries are a real fucking thing.
Okay.
They're called also called white bark raspberries, and they grow in North America. They're
wild.
Fucking blue as hell. They're like as blue as your shirt is right now. Mike's wearing a squirrel shirt.
Squirrel.
Blue. They're blue as hell. So it's not as artificial as it may seem to be.
I never gave it a thought.
Yeah, it seems fake.
Well, because like the you know, at the time of the inception of the blue raspberry, I did some research on the flavor of the blue raspberry.
Glad.
I was drinking Mountain Dew, you know, Voltage.
Oh, okay. Blue sweet. Raspberry.
I can understand why you think
it's fake. Is that still around? Mountain Dew Voltage still a thing?
Oh, yeah. It's it's one of the top flavors, man. Dude, top flavors.
Remember when that came out, there was like two other ones, and I liked the other one better.
Well, they do like three, and then they have people vote.
Yeah.
And then the whichever one wins, they put into production.
There was some other like pink one that I liked a lot.
Yeah, I remember the pink one.
I remember what it was.
But sorry. Voltage reigns supreme. But anyway, I was watching a thing, and it because, like, you know, you want to make raspberry-flavored things, but everything, the market is saturated with red foods.
Not
so
all
you
blues.
Have the blue.
You just got blueberry.
No blues.
You know,
blueberry is superior.
Sort of on topic, but I was at a Target or something the other day, and I saw in the Gatorade section, they had a Arctic cherry. It was all white.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck is this? Arctic cherry, and it's white.
White cherries exist, though, correct?
White cherry's the thing.
Yeah.
White
yeah,
cherries
that's
are
been a Gatorade flavor for a long time.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah,
they look
yeah.
funky.
Never noticed
dude.
That.
The white one. You gotta get the limon pepino.
Oh, that's cucumber lime.
Yeah.
For the layman.
They're good. They're fucking good.
They are good. It's refreshing, dude. Cucumber. Something about cucumber water is just like, it's like it's like elevated water, you know? Oh.
Cucumber. You ever see that video? It's like this Jamaican dude, and he's like doing a little rap about cucumber.
No.
You gotta look it up.
I had it until like
Maki
a couple,
B. That's his name.
Oh, yeah.
You played it for me a couple months ago.
Cucumber.
It was truly wild.
Do you remember when we were at the Sportsman's and Lucas drove us? He was driving us back, and Lon starts playing like that deep throat singing thing.
Tubin throat
yeah,
singing.
Yeah, what's that band? The Who? The H-U?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So it was.
The Who?
The Who, yeah.
There's a few videos that I go to when I think about tube and throat singing. I can get kind of the overtones. I can't do it right now. My
dude,
throat's
too. I remember you were talking about that, and I thought it was like absolutely asinine because I like forgot that like I had talked about it before, and I went to like find it on my phone, and I had already watched the video you were telling me to watch, which means at some point you told me to look up that exact tube and throat singing video. Fucking insane. All right, let me get into this. I got topic here. All right, so I was watching The Witcher the other day, and after it ended, like I still haven't finished it, just for reference, so don't spoil it for me if you have watched it. But I was like, you know, I backed out, and like one of the top things on Netflix was The Fireplace with the Christmas music in the background, right? And so like, you know, it's just like regular Netflix Fireplace, and I was like, you know, my mom always puts this on. My friend Andy is like, that's the stupidest thing I've ever seen. And then we started talking about, you know, how fire is, you know, fascinating or whatever. And then we were, like, scrolling. And the next thing over was Netflix Fireplace, Birch Edition. And I was like, yo, we gotta put that on. So I popped on the Birch Edition. No music. But it was sizzling, dude. It was sizzling. It was cracking and popping. Not gonna lie to you. The conversation was, like, considerably better.
You should pop that on.
Dude, I'm thinking about it. Let's pop it on. The conversation was considerably better with the fireplace going in the background, dude. I can't explain what it was. It was just like you got something to look at.
It's just enough white noise.
Yeah.
It's like something to look at. Dude, it's not distracting.
Something relaxing about the fireplace in the background, dude. But like, here's the question, right? So like the regular thing was just like, you know, Netflix Fireplace, the Christmas music. And this one was Netflix Fireplace, Birch Edition.
Ooh.
What's the best one? We gotta create a Netflix tier list.
Are we gonna have a fireplace draft?
Yeah,
dude,
fireplace draft.
Wood
Ash
draft.
Number one overall. Netflix fireplace.
Ash is a good burning wood, though.
Yeah,
so
I like the sound.
Birch was
pine.
Sizzly.
Birch
it was
poplar,
cracking and popping.
Birch and poplar is what you want, man.
When Melon had put a Christmas tree in his fire, that was my favorite wood.
You remember we used to just go around and find Christmas trees?
Yep.
We randomly called Justin.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, there it is. Oh, here's the Birch edition. I told you I was watching it. Well, I had to finish it.
Oh,
I'm going to start from the beginning.
There's like different episodes.
Dude, if you check it out. Oh, shit. The music, I think, goes away. That's so loud. Where's the remote? Give me the remote. It's over there somewhere.
Drown out the rest of the podcast with music from fucking Birch and Birch.
The music goes away, I think. I don't know. I could be wrong. I don't know. We'll carry on, and maybe the conversation gets better.
I think it
Welcome
does.
Dude,
I think it does go away.
As you watch, too, the fire Fuller. Starts in one place.
Somebody
and
created
then
this?
It spreads it to the rest.
Well, it's... yeah, it didn't spawn into existence, Mike.
But, like, how do you get credit for creating...
I love how it starts with a
dude,
with
I'm gonna
small
videotape
fire.
You
this
take
fireplace.
A video of a fireplace, and you fucking put it on...
This is a goddamn
you
cinematic
see his hand
masterpiece.
Throwing on logs throughout...
Mike, go put some more wood on the fire.
Yeah, it's catching, dude. It's catching. It's got to blow it a little bit.
No, you don't. I think they just throw a bunch of wood on there and it burns until it doesn't anymore.
It's satisfying, dude. This is the cinematic masterpiece, and I will not accept any less than that.
I'm
already feeling more warm.
Yeah. It's not even that. It's like now there's something going on. It's so like beer. You know,
could be that too.
I don't know, man. I'm telling you, this maybe this is our best 30 minutes of podcast ever. You know, that's all I'm saying.
I do like a good birch, and I do like fire.
We're doing a little fireside chat right now. Got a
fireside chat. We're FDR.
Turn on your radio.
I called FDR the other day.
Rowdy Roosevelt and the boys.
There's the episode.
That's so good. What the Christ? Oh, man. I'll have to alter the thumbnail for this one.
Fireplace.
No, put your face over a little FDR's blanket. Face.
Holy Christ. Holy Christ. All right. Let's get into some topics. It's the fireplace, man. The fireplace brought that out of you.
Let's talk.
You know? Maybe that remains dormant if we don't have the birch popping.
Oh, that
right
does
there.
Definitely does not get said unless there's a fire.
It's sizzling, dude. It's like a +5 charisma for everybody.
Let's talk Spider-Man.
Let's get into this. I got a lot to say.
All right. So you saw it, correct?
Heavy Spider-Man spoilers ahead. Turn this podcast off now if you haven't listened to it. There it is.
But then turn it back on and listen to it after Spider-Man.
Yeah, because we got the fire popping right now. I don't know. Yeah.
You're going to miss some good jokes.
All right. Let's get into it. Spoilers right out of the way. Andrew Garfield, Tobey Maguire, back.
They did it.
I'm glad they did it, though.
I went into the movie expecting it, but since I didn't see it in any of the trailers or anything, I'm like, maybe it won't actually happen.
And you didn't have it spoiled for you at all?
I did.
Other than, like...
I did. I saw a thing on YouTube with, like, Andrew Garfield being like, you shoot webs out of your blood? Like, that whole conversation. Okay. I'm like... Son of a bitch.
I heard all, like, the chatter beforehand, like, hey, maybe
they'll return. I mean, this was, like, 2 years they've been suggesting that this could happen.
But, like, I never had full confirmation.
And once you start seeing the villains pop up, I'm like, this is they probably
could have, they could
happen.
Have also not, though. Dude, you know what I mean? It would have... Yeah. I would have equally as, you know...
Like, my expectation going in was 50-50 either way, you know? And then, like, when Andrew Garfield came, I was like, is it going to be just him and then Tobey Maguire pops
out?
And
I
was like,
way more than I thought they'd be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I thought they'd just show up for the
final
battle.
They were, like, actual characters in the movie. Mm-hmm. Like, their conversation was fucking awesome.
Yes.
I loved that. That whole Spider... Like, the Peter Parker bits where they're just like, fuck... But, you know, they're just like, what the fuck do we do? You know, just like we're totally unprepared for this. You know, just like jacking, you know.
What was unexpected for you? For me, it was Aunt May dying.
That was crazy. Yeah, yeah. But the Matt Murdock thing, I had no fucking idea.
Oh, yeah.
That was coming. I had no idea.
Oh, that was cool.
That was dude, I immediately was like, John Bernthal, let's go.
Well, okay, quick side note to tie this in. Did you guys watch Hawkeye? Do you also
not
care
yet.
If I talk
no,
about
I
it?
That's fine.
Seen
go
that
ahead.
Yet.
That's fine.
Kingpin.
Is it okay with
the
you?
Same Kingpin from Daredevil is in it.
Yeah, Vincent D'Onofrio.
So maybe they're trying to resurrect that stuff. I might go back and finish
that was
Power
good
Man
shit.
And Iron Fist.
I mean, those two casts
Iron Fist
perfect.
Fucking sucked, though.
Yeah. I think
that's part of the reason why I didn't watch
I think
anything
what they're
beyond
doing,
Daredevil season 2.
No. They're going to bring it in, but now they can bring in like the shit that they want as opposed to like all of it. You
just
know?
Bring in Daredevil. Daredevil was good.
Vincent D'Onofrio was good as Kingpin. Like, I'm
glad
back.
That was so cool, the scene where just the brick flies through the window and he goes,
yeah,
and he's
dude.
Like,
I'm a really
you do
good
that?
Lawyer.
I'm a really good lawyer.
Yeah, dude, that was awesome.
One thing I will say, though, is like I feel like Marvel's going too heavy with the comedic relief. Just have, like, get through a fucking scene without somebody cracking a joke.
That's what makes it, like, approachable, though, to, like, a non, like, nerd
think
comic
about
audience.
How, like,
you know, that's why they are the size they are.
Also, compare it to something, and it's good humor as opposed to, like, Superman versus Batman or the cut of Justice League that made it to the theater, where, like, Batman's like, my superpower's being rich. Like, that's not that funny of a delivery as opposed to, like, Andrew Garfield being like, I'm the worst of all the Spider-Mans, but, like, I'm the man that, like, Tobey Maguire's like, no, man, you're amazing. He's like, thanks, I needed to hear that.
That
like,
was so good.
How meta they were, and the gave the fans what they wanted.
Dude, there were so many cool lines like that in there. Like, Norman Osborn had that one line
that
he said.
I'm somewhat of a scientist
myself. Yes, I lost it at that. Yeah. He's like, I'm somewhat of a scientist myself.
Dude.
And then they're talking about, Toby's like, my back.
Yeah, dude, I know.
I didn't get that.
Because in Spider-Man 2,
he had a bad...
Tobey Maguire has a bad back, But in Spider-Man 2, he's also jumping from the building when he's trying to, like, find his powers again. He's like, I'm back! And then he just eats shit and hits his, falls on a car and he's like, my back!
Dude, I love when they called him the youth pastor. That was fucking, that gave me life.
They what?
They said that Tobey Maguire looks like a youth pastor.
He's like, are you gonna go into this dressed like a cool youth pastor, or you got a suit? And he, like, pulls down his shirt and he's got the suit under it.
Oh, man.
That's so that good. Was fucking good.
No, I mean, those are, like, the two big things. But, yeah. I don't know. I like, the ending of it also was awesome. Like, I was not expecting him to just, like, such a hard reset.
Yeah.
Where he's, just, like, literally ideal Spider-Man. Like,
a lot of nobody knows who he is.
Yeah,
you know?
Nobody knows who he is. He lives alone in an apartment. He's got, like, the suit. Like, the suit.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, no more I'm Stark Jr. anymore.
You know?
That always annoyed me about the Tom Holland stuff.
Yeah, I mean, that was cool at first, but I'm glad he's not, like, a part of the new Avengers or whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
At least not yet. I mean, he's kind of, like, reinventing himself.
Sure, yeah. Or, yeah, you know, he might be. But
I feel like Doctor Strange also probably still knows his identity, just like regardless of like whatever the spell was.
Or he might learn it again soon and understand. But the I fucking love Doctor Strange. Is there going to be another Doctor Strange movie?
There is Multiverse of Madness is next year.
Credits?
Was that a Doctor Strange thing?
Yeah.
That was like a Venom thing.
There was another
one. Was another one after it.
No, there was another one?
It's a trailer for the next Doctor Strange.
I didn't know there was another one. I stayed for the one.
You can probably find it online.
Yeah, it's
online. It's just a teaser for the next Doctor Strange.
It looks good.
I had to pee so bad.
Do you want me to tell you about the trailer or do you just want to watch it?
Tell me about it.
Scarlet Witch is in it. And they're like teaming up and they got...
About the multiverse.
I don't like her. Although... She's better than Vision. I fucking hate Vision.
He's dead now.
Good.
No, there's two of them running around, remember?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't watch WandaVision. Fuck that. I don't want to watch
He's like White Vision, though, right? He like never...
Oh, yeah. I guess that there's not two running around. Yeah. It's him running around.
But then, they both
die. Do I have to watch WandaVision?
No, he gets away. I'm pretty sure he did gets away, the White Vision.
What?
Does he get away?
Talking WandaVision?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I gotta watch
it. It is
you definitely want to watch it
it's
before
like
Doctor
the,
Strange.
The first two episodes are like... a misdirect on purpose. You know,
yeah, you
like
think you're watching like a cheesy 50s
yeah,
sitcom.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's like that's just kind of feeds into like the meta aspect of it where like she feels like she's in a whatever TV show, you know, whatever. Sorry, that was the last Spider-Man. Do we have anything else before we re-include Will?
Wait, what do you think is going to happen next with Spider-Man since I apparently have a knack for these things?
Venom.
So here's what I think is going to happen.
What's happening with that whole universe? How is Sony involved?
From a business side, there's no official relationship beyond Spider-Man appearing in a future Avengers film.
Yep.
Because they gave them Doctor Strange, they get to use Spider-Man. So, I think there's going to be like a Secret Wars thing. And for like the comic lore of Secret Wars, Beyonder puts together a planet with mismatched parts of all these other planets. And since, I see what Will's doing. Since, the symbiote chunk that's left behind is in Mexico. He's going to take a part of Mexico as part of this new planet. That's where Spider-Man will get the black suit. That's my prediction.
Okay.
Then they'll do Venom.
I saw the thing online where Flash gets the symbiote.
I hope it's not this version
very
of Flash.
Captain. What's the one with the spider, like, fucking gun guy? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, he's Venom for a while.
Yeah, what's his name?
Agent Venom?
Agent Venom.
Yeah, it's
like,
Venom.
I saw, like, a video on that, and I was like, that seems, like, very believable.
That's what I think. Secret Wars is going to be, like, the big Phase 5 thing, because there's nothing for Phase 4 in Marvel. Like, they don't have, like, a big tie-together movie.
Yeah.
I don't really know when Phase 5 starts.
Yeah. I mean, they're going to do the Kang thing eventually, I think.
I still got to watch fucking Shang-Chi. Is that any good?
It was good.
It was good. I don't think it's got a huge...
It's better than Black Widow.
Imprint on things yet.
Yeah.
But it might.
Sean was telling me that it's got some fucking cool kung fu shit in it.
Yeah,
and
it's
that's
basically
what
like
that's
a
what I'm all
that's
about.
Why
yeah,
I
that's
think
why I
they
want to
could,
watch it. It's like,
try Dragon Ball Z again, because that did so
yeah,
well.
It was like, if you like kung fu movies, it had a lot of that, and it was pretty cool.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Dang. Big old Marvel talk. All right, we're done with that. We're done with that now. Let's get Will involved.
Sorry, I've been staring at this fireplace for
the last is the logs? There they are.
They're catching.
Yeah, they're sizzling. Will, you have no other topics on him, buddy.
I was going to write Bill Burr on there.
Go for
it. Just kind of a recap of our Bill Burr experience from the past weekend.
Take it away.
Past 2 weekends. Oh,
take it away.
You, Paul, and John Graff came out to the old Indianapolis.
Correct.
To see some Bill Burr action on Saturday the 17th. And I thought it was pretty funny. I thought he had a good set.
Yeah.
Of course, he shitted all over Indiana for about
an
hour.
Women.
And women, yeah, that was a big takeaway.
That was like the whole thing.
Yeah,
I always forget that, like, his stand-up is, like, a very different, like, version of him, you know? Like, you listen to, like, his podcast, he's, like, a very reasonable, like, normal dude, you know? Listens to his, like, he listens to his stand-up, and he's like, fuck women, I hate my wife! Like, oh, shit, forgot about this. Forgot that's how you got famous.
All you people out here going to your Klan rallies and going...
Yeah, he was doing a lot of that. He was doing a lot of that, like geocentric... discussions. Yeah, it's like, I didn't really relate to because I don't live in Indianapolis, but like obviously that like works for all the people that were probably there, you know?
It does and it doesn't. I kind of was off-put about that because it's like, yeah, I see where he's getting at, but also like he's in the city, you know?
Yeah,
it's not like he's out in the middle of the fucking nowhere performing.
Yeah, we're at Butler University. Yeah, like there is nobody in the Klan here.
I mean, they probably were at one point,
but
yeah, it was a good show. I mean, aside from the fucking jackass in front of us with his cell phone brightness all the way up calling someone 20 minutes into the set.
It was weird. I've never been to, like, a comedy show, like, of that size before. Like, it was a different vibe than, like, I don't know, than I was expecting. Like, I've been to, like, smaller, like, helium comedy shows, you know, or, like, club shows. But that was, like, amphitheater.
It wasn't as intimate because there was so many people.
It was cool, though. I mean, because, like, it was, like, a tall venue, so, like, you're kind of, like, looking down. Got to see a lot of the Bill Burr head, so that was...
Yeah, that's true.
That was so good.
A lot of shine. Yeah, it was a good weekend.
Yeah, good
got
time.
A little fucked up.
Dude, that burger place was really good.
Yeah. The Hate Beak?
Yeah, they had a Hate Beak burger, dude.
Oh.
It was called Hate... Like, all their entrees were metal band themed.
Oh, so they had Hate Beak.
Yeah, there was a Hate
Beak.
Yeah.
That's a good
Hate Beak reference. So I was like, God damn.
Well,
yeah, good time.
I want to try a Hate Beak burger.
I think it was a chicken burger.
Did anyone have it? I don't think anyone
No, nobody got it.
I want fucking burgers, though.
Dude, that place was...
I almost got Five Guys. I was a toss-up between Five Guys.
Dude, we gotta go to Rock Burger. I still have not been
to Rock
Burger.
No, I still haven't been
there.
We gotta do that.
Is that the one that's around here?
Yeah, it's,
It's like where the Family Videos used to be?
No. It's on, there's one on the Boulevard.
Yes.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Right, they just make, like, ridiculous burgers that, like, you would never think to put that kind of shit on a burger.
It's really expensive, but they're all right. It's
artisan,
like a novelty.
Artisan burgers.
Not even. Like, I feel like they're, like, fancy. They're just, like, weird.
They're just gimmicky.
Yeah.
Nothing can top a Five Guys burger for me.
Dude, have you been to 189 in East Aurora?
No,
it's
haven't
It's owned by the guy that, like, owns Barbell. Like, he has next door to Barbell.
Yeah, yeah.
Whew. Phenomenal.
I gotta go there, though.
It's not even that far from your house. That's
right. I know. It's the like one of the few things that is out by my house.
So you're admitting your house is far away.
On record,
say it.
No, it's not.
It's far away.
It is far away.
It's far away.
It's not that far away. I mean, but it's not any farther than your fucking place is right now.
But Mike's moving.
Right.
Mike's actively resolving.
Yes. It's not any
His
farther
place
away than
not
your place.
It's not going to be close if it's a Cheektowaga, but.
No, that's
closer.
That's
closer
than Niagara Falls.
It's at least throughway.
I can get right on the throughway. Like, I don't mind a 30-minute drive, but like a fucking hour? Because that's what I was
looking at. It's not an hour to my house.
Well,
it is 30,
from
your new place, it won't be an hour.
No,
it'll be
from here, my house is 35 minutes away.
I can deal with that.
But that's a solid 35 minutes of nonstop driving.
That's 35, that's like 15 minutes
through
the city.
Because it's just
easy. And another whatever else.
You just cruise on the 400. The 400 is the best place to
drive
in the world.
If it's taking you 35 minutes to get down the 400, you're doing it wrong.
Well, it's not all the way. It's mostly getting out of the city.
Either way, there's like no lights once you get on the highway to your house.
Yeah. Right.
There's like two or three
And that's the majority of the driving.
But
that's it.
You know, not where I currently live. It's like an hour.
That's on you. You're on the far end. There's nothing in Niagara Falls. Wanted to move to Niagara Falls, and I was like, I don't want to be out here.
Well, it was just a convenient thing with my brother. But,
I agree.
Tell me.
Niagara Falls.
Yeah. It's true. I mean, I guess
your parents
basically live in Niagara Falls.
Yeah, I mean, I live 5 minutes from Will. Josh Allen could throw a football to my house from Will's house.
Josh Allen could throw a football to my house.
Didn't your parents move?
They did not. No, that was a whole thing that never happened.
All right, let's talk the artist formerly known as Prince.
What is your thing here?
I want to talk about the artist formerly known as Prince.
Okay. That was
said. Okay. So I recently, I don't know why, and this was like a internet rabbit hole I was going down.
Oh, Jesus.
But I didn't know the details, was that Prince changed his name to, like, a weird symbol that I'm going to show you guys.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Seen
like
this?
I've seen the Prince symbol. I think his guitar looks like that or something, right?
That was, like, at the halftime show, that was, like, the shape of the stage.
Yeah. And it's, like, I saw that on the back of somebody's car, so I started reading about it. Not while I was driving, but like when I got
some sort of gag.
No, how did you figure out what the symbol was?
I looked at it and just somehow immediately knew.
What?
Yeah, right?
Maybe Prince was speaking to him.
Yeah, it was purple, though, but it was purple. So
how did you know
it
related to Prince?
I looked at it, and I was like, what the fuck does that mean? And I was like, and then I got it immediately. I don't know how, man.
So
I
does this lead to the formerly known as Prince?
But that's how people refer to him.
I actually never knew that.
Because you can't pronounce it. It was just a symbol. It was like supposed to be a combination of like a man, the symbol for a man and a woman, you know, like the Greek symbols or whatever, for Venus, Mars. But, like, it was unpronounceable. It's not a word you can say. His name wasn't Prince. He changed his name to from Prince because Warner Brothers at the time had trademarked his name.
Yeah, that's
so he
what
couldn't
I knew about
produce
it.
Music under
so
his name.
So he couldn't be Prince because they own the name
right.
Prince.
And so he changed his name to the symbol that was unpronounceable as sort of like a, you know, fuck you to everybody. So he was no longer Prince, but you had to say something. So people referred to him as the artist formerly known as Prince.
But does the symbol itself not have a word for it?
No,
like nothing.
No, he made it up. Maybe it was a symbol he made up.
Maybe it's supposed to be pronounced "thang."
Thang, callback.
That's the
thang
symbol.
Comment.
Thang.
But I just, you know,
I never knew that. It's an interesting little tidbit.
Yeah.
There.
So for our viewers to better understand, you know, the pop stars of the late '90s.
Formerly known.
No.
As Moscow.
No.
I might understand you probably don't have any articles right now, because I'm not seeing any.
Definitely don't.
Okay, see? There you go. There you go, viewers.
Although,
there's a little,
Bridget
bit
gave,
of knowledge
there was
you.
There was a ridiculous thing she shared with me. I thought it was, like, so disturbing that it wouldn't even be believable.
Sounds like it belongs on this podcast.
Either that, or she just thought I'd be into this.
Wait, so, a guy I work with texted, I don't know, 3 hours ago at 6 o'clock, said something about he's getting an Uber that was 15 minutes away, and apparently he thought the girl in the little profile picture was hot. So he's like, oh, hello. And then he just texted, it is now 9:55 p.m. Said, same Uber driver, she's either getting murdered or got laid, because it's still 10 minutes away.
She's dead, dude.
At this point, you better walk.
This is your chance to make the Indianapolis joke. She got killed by, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Go
so
Bill Burr. Go
yeah,
take.
There's a Klan.
Put on your Bill
there's
Burr.
There's a Klan reference
here.
In here somewhere.
Yeah. I liked Bill Burr in The Mandalorian.
Yeah, he was good. He was like a he had like a serious part at that one point. You know,
it was good.
Dude, watch the Boba Fett. It was good.
I did.
You did.
We talked about this.
I totally remember that. Obviously.
So the article Bridget sent me, I don't know if she thought I'd use this, but the headline is "Accused Cannibal."
Nice. Yeah.
Charged
back to cannibalism
with
man.
Eating grinder date's genitals.
Oh, yeah,
due
we did,
in court.
We did talk about this.
We talked about this
In the group chat, in the Discord.
Yeah,
well,
she sent me
if
the
it's
article.
A headline, then it must have been a real.
And yeah, no, this is real and disturbing. The guy was into some real kinky shit, and his date knew that, and then he got like tied up, and his genitals cut off and consumed, and he died.
Bridget sent you this
on Christmas Day, no less.
This is her light reading of the
So
movie.
I didn't really know what to say to that. I'm just like, that is definitely disturbing. Like, I don't know. No, but I did see a good article that I'm planning to use next time I do it.
Good.
Stockpile them. I just expect that you always have a fucking stockpile articles.
I've been so busy with my shitty ass job.
What you gotta do is when you see them, just like,
I do. I like
them
and stuff, and
yeah.
Like I save them.
And then you'll just have a bunch, and then you just gotta make the fake one, you know?
But freaking work has just been horrible the last month. I gave these kids like 2 weeks to work on an essay.
These kids.
And it was due.
How do I reach these kids?
That's where I'm at right now. I had them. It was due Sunday, December 19th. That was like 2 days before we go to break. I just wanted to watch Home Alone before break. We had 2 days of classes. I'm like, I'm not doing shit. So I gave them the essay due Sunday, and I got like a 50% turn-in rate. And it counts as a test grade. I just don't know how. I don't know how to reach these kids.
Fuck 50% of them, I guess.
But that's my ass online.
Yeah,
it's
not actually
fucking
hypothetical.
You know, when half my class is failing and I'm like, well, they refuse to do work, that's not going to fly. I'm just so fed up with it.
Are you judged based on their grades?
Yeah, but like, I don't know. Like, the horse is at the water. I've got its head in any closer, I am going to be fucking drowning this horse.
Have you tried not making them write essays?
But they have to do it on the exam.
So fucking short let them answer. Do it on the exam. Yeah.
So they can fail that, and then I look
they
even worse.
Fail that.
They're gonna fail that because you want to know what some of their writing's like. The ones that did this. This is what that little excerpt was. This shows the reason I'm trying to state. What? That is like word for word what I got. This quote explains my reason. What is your reason? I don't know. This is the what I'm dealing with.
You don't sound like the cool teacher.
No.
Like, there's a cool teacher.
I hated writing essays. I hated writing
but
essays.
But I bet you know how to. No, these kids don't know how to.
No, I don't.
I don't fucking
I
know how to.
I can say I didn't.
They're like, in the documents we're talking about today, nobody writes that way at a high school level. I guarantee if I gave you guys the Regents exam right now, neither of you three would do that. I don't think any of us would pass it either.
I could pass a Regents exam, dude. I'm way smarter.
I know how to write scientifically because that's what I learned in fucking college.
But you could be like, okay, I shouldn't use I, me, mine, or we in an essay. Like, that's drilled into you in middle school. I've been saying
that. See, but that's actually wrong. That's drilled out of you in college.
There's certain times.
But these kids aren't in college!
Right, but certain times.
So what the fuck is the point? Why are you teaching them that? You know? I mean, the school says school fucking sucks.
I still don't write I.
I'm gonna quote fucking Rick Sanchez here and say school is not a place for smart people. School is the worst fucking place.
Shit, dude.
The school fucking sucks.
Is there not a situation where you're writing an essay and giving an opinion? Because then you would need to use
in English class, but I don't know how.
Passive voice fucking sucks. You don't write in passive voice. That's an outdated form of writing.
As you move into, like,
most things taught in schools now are outdated.
It's outdated way of writing.
As you move on in English, too, like, when you get to high school, there's less of that opinionated, like, persuasive essays. Like, those are kind of done in middle school. And, like, I don't know. These kids just don't want
to
hear it.
The way you write in fucking middle of high school doesn't apply to anything, ever.
Yeah.
Ever. So why are you fucking teaching it?
When I'm reading a history book or something,
that doesn't fucking make any sense.
It's kind of this, like, regurgitation stuff, right? It's just like, I read this article, here's me summarizing it and giving it back to you.
Not necessarily. So, like, the document they had to look at was about child labor. And they're talking about why it's an issue or something. Like, you can get facts from it, no problem. Regurgitate that. That's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
Explain why children working at age 5 is a problem.
That's an opinion, though. That's
what
I'm
saying. But you don't have to go, I think this is bad. You can just be like,
I think this is a problem because.
But you don't need to do that. You can just be like, children working at such a young age can be exploitation of labor because they do not know the value of
money. Passive voice is bad writing, dude. I think.
That is how it's coached. That is what the anchor papers look like.
Well, that, you know, you get that drilled out of you when you read scholarly articles. They use all that shit, you know? Any sort of actual writing.
I honestly
never
realized this was such a taboo subject.
This was the thing that I ranted about when we were learning how to write, like, grant papers and scholarly whatever the fucks in college. They drilled that out of us. It's like, you say we, you know? It makes your writing sound weak when you use a passive voice.
I do have a sort of related thing that grinds my gears that I saw this video go around of some girl who, quote unquote, is a journalist and got into the New York Times for writing this op-ed piece about how she thinks the Grinch is sexy and wants to fuck the Grinch.
Jim Carrey Grinch?
But.
Yeah,
well,
which Grinch?
Whichever Grinch.
I'd fuck Jim Carrey Grinch.
I mean, that's value. But my problem with that whole thing is not the opinion and not all the fucky weird shit going on in the whole article, is that you're not a journalist. If you're just stating what you your opinion, what are you researching here? There's no research being
done. There's
opinion. Into this.
You could research how attractive Jim Carrey is on, like, the golden scale. You know, what's talking about
opinions,
what's the scale? What's the,
I don't know.
What
the
makes
golden
it
ratio.
Good, well, what makes you? What makes your opinion qualify you as a journalist?
It depends.
Then everyone's a journalist.
If you're that's what I think too. With this,
that
age
is the
of
internet,
a
dude. Everyone,
you know,
is
everyone's
a
got an opinion, but a well-formed opinion is supported by, like, facts and evidence, you know?
Well, yeah, that's one thing. If you're researching and you have facts and data to support that, then sure, you're a journalist. Absolutely.
But how can someone be factually sexy?
Exactly.
I think what you're doing is you're trying to find, like, factualism in a situation where there is none. Nobody is factually attractive.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, that's...
No fact.
It's
Chris Hemsworth is factually attractive. Everybody's attracted to Chris Hemsworth.
He does have some nice biceps. I'll give him that.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah. And then there's factually unattractive people. Lucas.
That's true.
Lucas. Lucas is factually attractive.
Baker. True.
Come on.
Somebody actually said
yes. He had a boo in Oswego.
He's so married now.
He's married.
Yeah, he's got a full-time boo.
But, I mean, he's gonna might just want the green
thing. Upgraded to a thing. I was just going to go, Thang. This is my Thang.
Cousin Thang.
It appears to be a ruckus outside.
Oh, dude, there's been a lady downstairs. I think she's visiting for the holidays or something. She has been outside smoking every time I've left the house. Oh, there's horns happening. Okay. Dude, I'll hear her coughing downstairs, and it just sounds like there's a person, like, taking their last breath. Dude, sometimes you get some excitement in the streets out here, you know?
There's nothing going on.
It sounded like it was a little down the street.
Yeah. Who knows? You know, whatever. We got a couple topics left here.
We got a jam-packed episode today. It's the fucking fire.
I had to say the thing about Angry Dragon Ball, right?
Yeah, go for it. Yeah.
All right. Well, I don't know where to be angry first. I'll start with the humorous part.
Go for it.
So I saw on Reddit this post where this guy's like, I don't understand the hate for Dragon Ball Evolution, which I don't know. You guys remember
Simply
that movie?
Really bad.
I don't that was that. The live action yeah. movie they made about 15 years ago.
Oh,
it's horrible.
Wasn't it directed by M. Night Shyamalan?
No, that's the Avatar.
Avatar,
movie.
Sorry.
But this guy's like, I don't understand the hate. It's like the 7th best movie I've ever seen. So I started scrolling through like the comments, and my favorite comment was this guy's like, so you've only seen 7 movies? Like,
7 total.
I don't understand.
7 total films.
How does this your number? And, like, why, like... that was the humorous part. You asshole! I fucking watched all of Dragon Ball Super, or at least where I left off with Dragon Ball Super. I'm ready to debate this versus GT, and you haven't done shit.
I got distracted. It wasn't...
Got distracted. I gave you links. I offered you DVDs.
Hype it up. Hype up this debate. So where are we going? What's going to be the crux of this debate?
I don't even know. Better? Is that what the debate is?
No, it's not. They're really. Both. I just want to discuss. I wanted you to watch Super so we could... So we could discuss.
I've got things to say about it. I don't know if I should wait till the GT thing or what.
I don't know. Well, why don't you talk about... Let's talk about Super.
All right.
Fuck, I want to talk about... And then we'll talk about GT next time.
Here is the best way to describe Super.
Yeah. What don't you like about it? What are your beefs?
Plot, mainly. But here's this analogy for you. So Super is to anime what porn is to romance films.
Okay.
It's fun to watch, but it's not good plot.
That's the whole fucking point of Dragon Ball Z.
But at least Dragon Ball Z had some of that. Dragon Ball Super makes no fucking sense, man.
It doesn't make that much nonsense.
It is nonsense. Yes, it does.
The
Future Trunks stuff was all wrong. The best part of the
I don't
series...
Like the, okay, I don't like the Future Trunks stuff.
The best
stuff,
part of the series is the tournament, because that's the least amount of thinking you have to do, because it's just
like
a battle royale.
Thing, right.
And like that was at least somewhat entertaining, but because it was... You know, just anime fights. It was just porn. That's all you were watching.
Right,
just fights.
That's Dragon Ball Z, and that's what they were doing. That's fan service. What I liked so much about Dragon Ball Super is the fucking... They just keep amping it up. They're like, we introduce gods now. There's fucking gods. They I love when an existing thing introduces like a whole fucking... God structure to a pre-existing world. That's kind of cool. And then they go, they go beyond it. And then they show Goku fucking going Ultra Instinct. He becomes a god.
But what's
That's
annoying
cool.
is they keep using the same god. It's always Beerus is the strongest, Beerus is the strongest.
No,
and no matter what Goku does, like, he's like passing all these boundaries of Beerus, and like Beerus is still supposed to be stronger
than
him.
He's not, though. And he realizes that. That's the whole fucking point. The whole point is that because he never fights Beerus after the initial thing because
he's stronger than him.
Right,
but they
that's
keep
the whole point.
They keep holding
Beerus is deliberately not doing that because he's scared of Goku.
But they like keep holding him like he's the highest regard of the universe when both Goku and Vegeta would stomp this fucking
Goku
cat's ass.
Is doing that because he that's all he knows. He's friends with Beerus.
And I don't know, like...
It's like a whole thing.
While the tournament was cool and fun to watch, like, again, there's so much stupid plot things. The fact that Master Roshi's running around fighting guys that Goku and Vegeta are, like, also having a trouble fighting.
I kind of like
stupid.
That, though, because Roshi is strong.
No, he's
Krillin
not!
Is strong. Relative to... Yeah, but...
Relative to normal people, yes! But
they held their own against the likes of, like, the fucking Ginyu Force and all... You know, you just think of it on the context of how many strong people...
Yeah, no,
people, really strong
but
people are
Dragon
out there.
Dragon Ball... Here's what Super's tournament was. I think it was an attempt to try and become a modern anime. Like, Naruto had the Great Ninja War in the end. One Piece has a bunch of Battle Royale-type stuff. And they wanted to do that. But they didn't feel like doing it properly, where they're like, okay, here's Universe 6's team. there's clearly a hierarchy, and we're going to have Krillin, the ninth place guy, fight the other ninth place guy. They didn't do that. They're just like, here's Master Roshi using evil containment wave, and Tien's just going to use like his tri-beam and tackle a guy out of the ring. It was just stupid. And the lead-up to it was stupid, too. Goku having to use his blue power against androids that he could defeat in his sleep at Super Saiyan after the Cell games and stuff. It was just dumb.
The androids got stronger.
How do machines get stronger?
They're not machines. They're biological. They get stronger. What do you mean?
No.
Why
not?
They
shouldn't be getting god levels of strength.
Who cares? I thought it was fucking cool.
No,
it's cool,
it was
man.
Lame. They should have made
too much into
they
it.
They also have
it's
a chance.
It's cool to see all the old characters that's the strongest from the universe that you know from Dragon Ball Z come back and face off against all these other universes who aren't necessarily stronger. They're just the people from those fucking things. And so, like, the majority of the chaff sucks. And they're like, oh, Universe 7 is low-ranked, blah, blah, blah. But that doesn't necessarily mean whatever. The point is that there's, like, all these strong guys in some of these individual universes. But at the end of the day, Universe 7 produces some actual strong guys in the rank of things. It's like, it's not that these guys are actually weak.
I don't think the tournament should have been a greatest hits thing. They should have explored new characters from the universe. Because even, like, the writers themselves, like, addressed that it was pretty stupid that they gather everyone from Earth. Like, Beerus is like, everyone's from this planet except the dead guy that we had to go recruit. Who died on this planet. Like, there could have been new
they
cool
didn't
things
try that hard.
Have. I know, it was stupid. The universe hangs in the fate. They're like, oh, okay, I guess we'll take Krillin and Master Roshi.
Why not?
Why didn't they actually do real recruiting? There got to be stronger things out there than those two. I don't know. It was whatever.
Because it's about teamwork. And these guys all knew each other.
Teamwork? Goku and Vegeta are like,
point.
The bell rang and they ran off and
well,
then
that's
their thing.
That's their thing. Sometimes it's like Hulk
Frieza
smash.
Ran off.
Hulk smash. You know?
It,
in
it
the
was
Avengers.
Just,
sometimes that's part of the team.
It was not good. It was not good.
I thought it was
I good. Think GT's better. We'll talk about the GT
I'll
part
watch
when
GT.
You watch
we'll
it.
Talk about it.
Ooh. I mean, the tournament was watchable, but the rest of Super is horrible.
I don't think the rest of it is. The
Battle
the,
of Gods, horrible.
The
Resurrection
first,
of F,
what do you mean
horrible.
It's horrible? It's not, you're not even giving any reasons why it's horrible. You just
because
don't like things that aren't exactly what they were in the 80s, Mike. You're stuck in the 80s.
Dragon Ball's not even, Dragon Ball Z happened in the 90s, first of all.
No, it
yeah.
started
Dragon
in the
Ball
80s.
Started
I think
in the
you
80s.
Have bad taste, because you
Dragon
also
Ball
said the new season
the
of Sunny is bad, and I thought it was pretty funny.
You got bad taste,
finished
Mike.
The, after we played, what was it, Rocket League, I finished the last couple episodes, and it was all right. Still not the best season by any means. And they're making them so short now, only 8 episodes.
All anybody wants from Dragon Ball Z, from Dragon Ball, the series, is just big dudes fighting. That's what it was. It was cool. It was cool because of that. That's all anybody ever wants.
That's why the tournament was the best part, because it was fights, and they were faster fights, as opposed to, like, you know, fucking 5 minutes of this planet's going to explode turns into 10 episodes.
Yes. Ugh. Ridiculous.
You done?
I'm done.
All right. More of that to come, apparently. All right. We got 2 topics left.
Oh, my God.
We're over an hour, actually. This is one of our lengthier episodes.
It's a fire.
It's a fire, dude.
It's
the birch.
It's still going.
It's sizzling, dude.
Just warm.
Yeah, well, it's because you're sitting directly next to the heater. all right. We got.
Illusion.
Okay. I got this one. So, when I put this in the pile originally, there was another thing, and it was, like, a repeating thing, and that was going to be the crux of the joke. But, like, there was a thing where, like, the universe would gift me something nice, and then immediately, like, fuck me over. And I only remember one of them, so you're just going to have this one. Mm-hmm. But this sounds like an unbelievable story, but I want you to know that all of these things are completely true. This is, like, unsolved mysteries right now. Okay? So, I've been barking on both sides of the street just intermittently for the entirety of the time that I've lived here. I've lived here for almost 18 months. So the one day, it was right after we got back from Cleveland. Well, I got back from Cleveland, you went to your place. And, like, I didn't get a lot of sleep the night before, and so I parked on the street, and I came home and, like, started working from my mom's. And so, like, I wasn't really paying attention, and apparently, like, the parking had switched sides or something like that. But once again, this has never been a thing here. Like, there are the signs, but I've never gotten a ticket. I've just been doing whatever the fuck I want. I walked outside, and I go to Tops or something like that. There's a fucking ticket on my windshield. I'm like, God damn it. City of Buffalo tickets are $40. So I'm pissed off. I'm not going to Tops now. I'm angrily storming back up to my house to go pay this, you know? And so I'm like, I haven't checked the mail in a while. So I'm walking by with the ticket in hand. Fresh ticket. Just got this ticket.
Yep.
Open up the mail. I'm like, oh, you know, envelope from my work. So I get upstairs, you know, I'm looking at the ticket, I'm looking it up, I'm like, ah, I'm pissed off. I'm going to open up the envelope. In the envelope, there's $30 cash. Oh. I was like, are you kidding me? It was like a, like, they're like, hey, thank you for the, like, you know, Thanksgiving, whatever. $30 cash. I was like, damn, well.
Cash in the work envelope?
Cash from work, dude. Like, that was like a holiday gift, was cash. Based on the two stories, there's just some strange things around the holidays. But anyways, I was like, well, I'm so pissed about the ticket, but I only net lost $10. So like, how mad can I really be? But, like, truly, the events coincided within 5 minutes of each other. Yeah. I was so high.
You had it in the correct order, though. Usually, it's in the other order. It's that you get, like, the $30, and then you go out, and there's a $30 parking ticket.
Yeah, you're like,
well, fuck.
Well, breaking even, I guess. Yep. Fucking wild. Yeah, that was... There was another thing that happened similar to that, and I don't remember what it is right now, and I'm sure, like, as soon as we end the cast, they'll do it, and then I'll pop it in post, and, like, the volume will be way louder, and the joke won't land. So, look forward to that, listeners.
If you're still listening.
You gotta edit in me just saying horse penis in random minutes. Horse penis!
That'll be in the intro.
Horse penis! Edit me in saying
the
horse
intro
penis.
Is definitely the fireside chat.
Yeah, that is true.
Rowdy Roosevelt.
It's really ridiculous.
Should it be Roosevelt or Rousevelt?
Oh, shit.
Roosevelt.
Whatever he said.
Yeah. Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Yeah.
We got one more, and it's... Man, dude. First, I just want to say that we've already touched on... all of the nerdiest possible topics.
Oh, God, is this Lon?
The last topic on the thing is Lon.
You don't have to necessarily talk about it. It's just funny because it's funny because it's Lon.
Blow it out.
So, before the cast starts, we're talking about Pokemon because that's just what we do. And for those who played the game, you remember the HM moves, and they recently changed that, what, Sun and Moon?
I think
where you don't have to do that anymore. Yeah. And Lon's like, I fucking hate HMs.
I didn't say that.
And that
I think you actually.
No, I said I'm glad they got rid of them.
Okay, yeah, I'm glad they got rid of them. Was what you said. And then we were talking about them and how some of them are actually useful in battle. And then within 2 minutes, he's like, I miss HMs. I wish they'd bring it back.
I said now thinking about it with nostalgia.
HMs are the worst.
Yeah, I mean, sure. And all right. It's for a role-play perspective, they're nice for nostalgia, but I am glad they're gone.
So
twisting my fucking
I feel like this is the best thing, where he's just like, I like Vest, but I don't. You do this a lot.
The jury is out on Vest.
Let me turn this.
Is the jury out on HS?
No. The jury is in on HS.
I used to offer that to my boss.
Turn your shirts into
Vest. I'd be like, Mike, how about you let me cut the sleeves off of that $5,000 blazer? He's
Why does he have a $5,000 blazer?
He's one of those guys, you know?
But you work at FedEx.
Dude, he was a big gambler.
$5,000?
Dude, he...
Did he look like Bill Belichick?
On Christmas, he wore this one sweater and it had a teddy bear on it. Yeah. My friend's like, that's like a $600 Christmas sweater. I'm like, no fucking way, dude. And like, I like somehow found it on the internet and it was, dude. It was like a $600 sweater. Like,
why?
Who
did that guy know that?
Who? That's a good question because that dude sold weed. But I don't know. Yeah, my old boss was wild, dude. He was like, he's a crazy man.
Is he the guy that listens to this podcast?
No. No. He was aware that it happens, though. Yeah. This podcast had a good following back in the FedEx days, dude. Like, all of my adjacent people would listen to it.
You
and,
think
like,
they still listen
preach
to
the good word? I don't know.
Do they get notified?
So we were saying the other day that with my position, if I shared this out on Twitter,
yes,
we were wondering how many people would listen.
One time, dude. One time. Because he has all these, you know, I'm not going to speak into the exact involvements of your job. Will's,
you got OnlyFans going on?
Yeah.
Will's got an OnlyFans. He's actually hanging brain like 4 days a week.
His best video so far is him in a 7-Eleven.
Oh, he was the man! Bringing it back on the grassy knoll.
Yes, I was...
That was Kevin.
He was personally responsible for the 2020 election. Holy shit.
And on that bombshell.
Yeah. I got that. That actually was the last topic. I'm glad we didn't get as into Pokemon as I thought we were going to.
Well, just a flip-flopper. That's the main point there.
I flipped and flopped. You know what? It's I would admit that I flip flop, but it takes a strong person to flip flop. If you dig in, then you're just a bitch. You're just a stubborn bitch.
Dig in. You gotta know when to fold. You gotta know when to accept the future, Mike.
You gotta know when to hold them and simultaneously know when to fold them.
I am too, but it's a certain amount of nostalgia.
No, I hate playing the early games for that reason. Alright, go ahead.
Alright, fuck off.
I was gonna actually start talking about the remake of Yellow, but...
Oh, wait, there's a remake of Yellow?
It's not like a remake, but it was like a port under the 3DS that I bought.
Oh, yeah, no, oh, yeah, Gen yeah, 1 sucks. Yeah. You get hit by a fucking...
But dude, you can get a Jirachi in it.
Oh. Well, wait.
Was that Yellow? No, it wasn't Yellow, it was,
In the... Gold? The ports, they were able to get a Celebi on.
Celebi, yeah, that's what it is.
Are they still doing that? Yeah, I thought that was if you, bought it when it came out.
Yeah.
Wait, like I bought it 3DS, like we were talking.
Way oh, after. Shit. I bought it like way after. And I got it was like $8. I'm like, nice.
Yeah,
yeah. That's where I traded my friend for a Jirachi. I traded him the Celebi for a Jirachi. Then just beat the game again.
Mike Jirachi.
On the remake of Diamond and Pearl, there's this like old couple that will give you a Mew and a Jirachi if you have like existing save data on your Switch from past games.
Oh shit, that's cool.
So that's cool.
Badass. Well, yeah. Let's call it. Any closing thoughts?
Horse penis.
Thang.
Thanks, penis.
Where's the mouse? Fuck off.